This is verse 10 of Ganesh Sahasranama. Mahaganapatir buddhi priya kshipra prasadanah rudra priyo ganadhyakshah uma putro ghanashanah. Om. Bhaskar Rai's commentary on it. Let us first of all take the term Mahaganapatihi. About that, Rao says, Gana gulma daya sena bhedaste shuya uttamaha sthulastanapipatiti Mahaganapatir Mataham. There are several types of armies of Sri Ganesha, and he is the first and foremost among them, so he is called Mahaganapati. And also they are the visible, more gross types of the army. He protects them all, so he is called Mahaganapati. So those who are leaders of those, even he leads the leaders of those army men. That is why he is called Mahaganapati. The next is Buddhipriyaha. Buddhipriyaha literally means dear to wisdom, or the one for whom wisdom is dearest. Let us see how the commentator, learned commentator, comments on it. Buddhipriyaha sansayagnaha buddhisyat nishchayatmika. The commentator first of all defines buddhi. Buddhi is that wisdom which determines everything in a decisive manner. Not that there is any doubt or any suspicion or any controversy. And so the name Buddhipriyaha here means sanshayagnaha, that is remover of all doubts, destroyer of doubts. Next comes kshipra prasadanaha. Kshipra prasadanaha literally means one who is propitiated very soon without any delay. Bhaskar Rao ji interprets this, kshipra prasadana kshipra pram bhaktair dhyata prasidati. As soon as he is meditated by his devotees, he is immediately propitiated. That's why he is called kshipra prasadana. Next is rudrapriyaha. Rudrapriyaha means liked by Rudras or dear to Rudras. And Bhaskar Rao ji comments, Rudra Priya iti prokto Rudraika Dashini Priya. He is called Rudra Priya because he is very dear to Rudras, and he is also dear to the mantra, the appropriate mantra consisting of the 11 syllables, Ekadashini. The next is Ganadhyakshaha. Ganadhyakshastu shatrinshat tattvasandohapalakaham. So, Bhaskar Rao comments on this Ganadhyakshaha Ganadhyakshaha literally means Lord of the Ganas, Lord of the Groups. But here, Bhaskar Raoji takes us to the Shaivagama, Kashmir Shaiva philosophy, that deals with 36 elements. 25 are as in Sankhya, and added to that, there are other 11 elements, and that constitute 36 elements. So he is the Lord of all the 36 elements. Satrinshat tattva sandoha palakaha. Then comes Umaputraha. Umaputraha literally means the son of Parvati. Parvati is called Uma because when she was leaving her home for conducting austerities, she was advised by her mother, she was prevented by her mother not to proceed to the forest, but do everything at home. And that is why Uma, that is, don't go. So she is called Uma. So the son of Parvati, that is the meaning, simple meaning of Umaputra. And here, Bhaskar Raoji interprets that Umaputrastu punglokat parvatya apitarakah. The word putra is generally interpreted as the one who prevents his or her father from going to hell. So he is so powerful, Ganesha, that he closes the very path of hell for his mother, Parvatya Apitarakah. He rescues his mother from the path of the hell. So that is why Parvatya Apitarakah. What to speak of others? Even he takes away, he rescues his mother from the hell, from the miseries of hell. And then comes Aghanashanaha. Aghanashanaha, simple meaning of Aghanashanaha is destroyer of sins. That also is there, but Bhaskar Raoji gives a very subtle interpretation of this term, as you will see.
Mahodaropyasavalpa naivedye naiva tripyati ashanang naghanang dukha haranadvaghanashanah.
He splits the term into aghana and ashana. Ganesha is known as a good eater, and especially he is very much fond of sweets. But for devotees, he doesn't bother his devotees too much about his eating. And even a little offering, he is satiated, he is satisfied, even with a little offering of food. Aghana, ashana, that is to say, aghana means little and ashana is food. So aghana, ashanaha. So he is satisfied even with a little food offered by his devotees. And the other meaning also he gives, that dukkha haranadva aghanashanaha. Agha is dukkha, the miseries arising out of sins. So he destroys the miseries arising out of sins. So agha nashanaha and aghana ashanaha. These are the two styles in which he gives the interpretation of this term. This is the end of the verse 10.